Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Quite literally, Will Tidwell, a younger gentleman.
I wish I didn't have this big arm. People just do nothing but hurt. Anybody can dream the dream. Anybody can have a goal, but see.
You're gonna be a neighborhood hero. You just keep shining, young king. So if you like music, taste it. Do it for 6 months. Do it for a year. Do it for 2 years. You want to be a producer? Go learn from other producers that's already doing it, that's your age or a little bit older. Go taste it. See if you like it. I had to go taste car washing to know I didn't like that. You feel me? I had to go taste working with kids every day to know I love kids, but I learned about myself. I can't be with kids every single day for 8 hours a day. I knew that about myself. I can come do this all day, but I can't be with kids from 8 to 5. I can't do that. I'll lose my mind. You feel me? And I'm bold enough to say that now. At one point, I wasn't. So go taste. Go work the kids. Go work in the studio. Go ask local studios. Can I just come be a mentee? Can I just come learn? Can I just sit on the wall and be your guy? I'll go get the water. I'll go help. I'll plug up everything. Like, just be that guy. But you gotta be humble. That takes some humility though, to be willing to do that. You feel me? Because I hate when people think that just because y'all teenagers that y'all don't deal with stuff. Y'all deal with stuff more than sometimes than adults do. How I know? Because I was one of those kids that went through a lot of stuff that some adults had never even been through. You feel me? So am I down in college? No, but I'm saying that if you're going to go there, what are we working towards? Are we just going to waste 4 years and get in debt over a bunch of money and we don't even like what we're doing? You see what I'm saying? And a lot of times we make these type of decisions because we really don't know what we want to do with our life. We know we love something. We know we're passionate about something. But we like, how do I make money from that, though? And what I want y'all to understand before we leave here today is that whatever it is you like, whatever it is you're interested in, it's a way to make money from it, legally. The four things you just wrote, those are the things that I love to do. And the thing that changed my life is when I figured out how to take care of myself, take care of my daughter, pay my bills, live my life, and travel and eat good and all the stuff I love to do from the things that I love. Because if you look at that, what I say, mental health, life, content, podcasting, you like, how you make money from that? But I do. I make $5,000-$6,000 a month doing that. And that's low end. I know millionaires that make from content and doing podcasting. You see what I'm saying? The other half of this I want to explain to y'all before I even get into this. Just because we make this plan today, don't think this is law. Don't think this is not going to change. What did you used to want to be when you was in 10th grade? Or ninth grade.
A dermatologist.
And now what she do? Work with kids. Wow. Does that to say she's not going to be a dermatologist? No.
I'm actually a nurse.
See what I'm saying? Her dream probably changed 3, 4, 5 times before she landed on nursing school. And I'm sure nursing school is not the end for her. You see what I mean? I used to tell people I wanted to work with animals when I was a kid. I'm lying. I'm scared of animals. But it sounded good. In particular, I told him I wanted to be a paleontologist. I know what that is. That's working with snakes. I'm lying.
No.
I am lying. I said I wanted to be a doctor. I'm lying. I see blood on my face. But see, we beat ourselves up when we try something and we don't like it. Then we get embarrassed when we try something else. I'm going to tell y'all that now. When y'all get grown, you're going to be embarrassed when you try something and you be like, ah, that suck. I don't really like that. Now you're going to be fighting with yourself. You're either going to keep trying to do it knowing you hate it and now you're miserable. Or you're going to have to be bold enough to say, you know what? This ain't it. And I'm just going to have to try something else and figure it out in the meantime. And what figuring it out in the meantime might look like, you might have to get a job at a bar. You might have to become a waitress. You might have to get a little side job. You might have to move back in with your parents. Are you willing to do that for what you ultimately want to? You know how many times I moved back home? I moved back home 3 times before I figured it out. Now I live in a luxury apartment. But it took time to figure out my life. And I'm still figuring it out. I just started my agency, my marketing agency, 2 years ago. I'm only 27. You see what I'm going with this? Music. Naturally, you're going to want to say, I want to be the artist. But what other opportunities are there within music besides you being the center of attention and the famous one? What other things can you do?
I don't know.
Producer? You know Zaytoven? You know Zaytoven. You know, name me some other one. Mike Will. Who else? Right? Like, they making just as much as them as the artist, if not more. Because think about how many artists coming to them for beats. So they making money every single day. If Future ain't got a show, he might not make no cash. But knowing him, he might, you know, he hustling, you know, different people, whatever, right? But somebody, it's new artists every single day coming to you as a producer needing a beat. Every day. You never gonna slow down. You feel me? Or maybe you own the studio and just let people rent out your studio for them to come in there and do their music. You see what I'm saying? So I want you to write down, what opportunities can I get from the music world besides being the artist myself? Don't limit yourself to just being an artist. Now, am I saying you can't be an artist too? No. But in addition to that, when you ain't got a show, when you ain't got none, you know what I'm saying? What other ways are we making money? That's dope. So those go hand in hand, because the content can be of you customizing cars. The content can be of you hooping if you wanted to be. Right? You don't got to be a professional hoop. You know how many people that just love hooping and they just set up their phone and watch them doing open runs? And they do something funny, or they do something tight, or they getting buckets, or whatever. They getting paid just from being on a YouTube hooper. You see what I'm saying? And what was the first one you said?
Gaming.
That's another thing. So now you have a multi-level platform that you can run on. My cars, me being a gamer, and me being a hooper that just love to hoop. So now your content has 3 different ranges that it can go in. And you might say at first, well, I feel like I'm all over the place. But the more, the better. Because now you're pulling in different audiences. You got the people that love cars like you. You got the people that love the hoop like you, which probably can go hand in hand. And then you got the gamers. And 9 times out of 10, if you're playing 2K, you more than likely like the hoop too. Am I lying?
No.
You feel me? So now you just maximize your potential of how much money you can make and what you can do with your life. Then we start a tutoring service. Right? Where people can just come to you and you say, I specialize in these areas, math, reading, English, whatever it is. I can help ages this. They on a contract with you, so they got to pay you every month on a recurring fee. That's the other thing. Whatever the business y'all decide to do, we don't want to do business to where we hustling and having to figure out where our next customer come from. That makes sense? So if you, for instance, we talking about his tutoring business. We don't want to have to get on social media every day and say, hey, come let me be your tutor. And he wondering who going to be his next customer. No, when he get a customer, hey, I need you to do a 3-month plan with me, a 6-month plan, a year plan, so you know every single month I'm making X amount of dollars. That makes sense? So whatever y'all decide to do business-wise, if y'all decide to do business, how can I make money for the long term, not just for right now? That's just a little gem I wanted to share, because so many people end up hating entrepreneurship because it's so unreliable. Am I going to make money today? Am I not? But if we got a plan in place where we know I'm making this much every month, it's a lot easier. Now, is it easy? No, but it's a lot easier. Want to make. Again, just because we write this today on February 14th, 2024, and y'all said this is what I want to do, don't beat yourself up, man, if you look up tomorrow and say, I changed my mind. You feel me? Because most people are never bold or courageous enough to do that. Like when I was doing them different youth programs, y'all, I'm going to tell you about one that I hated, that I stopped immediately, and I thought I wanted to do. We had a car wash, where we used to hire teenagers like y'all to come work the car wash. Boy, it was so hot out there. And then when it got cold, it was so cold. Fingers freezing.
And then you all in the water.
What?
Yeah.
Car, I ain't never seen nobody car nasty as I seen some of them cars. You used to be on one car for hours. And I had to be real with myself and go home one day and say, you know what? I don't like this. And I was worried what people gonna say, because I had already built a brand. Everybody knew me. This is like, everybody knows me in this city. And they like, what happened? You was hiring all these kids. You was doing such good work. Why you stop it? And I wasn't courageous enough to say, I just didn't like it. I wasn't courageous enough to say I failed at it. So I kept doing it much longer than I was supposed to. Then what happened? Let me tell y'all what happened. I did it much longer than I really wanted to. Then the quality of my work started to go down. So now I'm impacting my brand in a negative way. And now people are looking at me in a negative light. Why? Because I'm really doing something I don't even like. They thinking I'm just being lazy and just want to get money from them. But they don't even know I'm out there really holding on for dear life. I don't even like this. So I'd rather y'all say, you know what, forget this, I don't like this, than to be doing something that you really ain't even rocking with, and now you messing up your name. Because your brand is all you got, especially if you end up working for yourself. Even if you work for somebody else, your name is all you got, because if you all you known for in the office is being lazy or a liar or somebody that don't do his work or always procrastinate, you still building a bad name for yourself. And now your resume, when you try to go get another job, now you impacting yourself in that way. So either way, your name is all you got. Does that make sense? So if you want to, the biggest thing that I can teach you to learn how to do is how to transition. How to take what that last thing that person said and how to lead it into the next thing that you want to talk about. How to connect the dots. That makes sense? Mm-hmm. So we're talking about, if you wanted to talk about hooping and they brought up Valentine's, so then you might say, all right, so what you think about the Golden State Warriors and the Clippers playing tonight on Valentine's night? Mm-hmm. You transition to what you wanted to go to. That makes sense? So that's going to be your biggest thing, is understanding you got all the power. Mm-hmm. You control the tempo. You control the tone of the whole interview. They go where you go. But the biggest thing is, just because you have this list of questions in front of you, the conversation might go a whole different direction, and you have to be prepared as the interviewer to go with the flow. Mm-hmm. You might have asked them something, and they went off the rail and just start talking. Mm-hmm. You got to know how to take the last thing that you heard and how to ask another question based off what they said. And it might not be a question that was on your list. Mm-hmm. But then the real professional in you, as you continue to grow with this, because you're in what grade?
11.
You're young, bro. As you continue to grow, if you decide to keep doing it, is even if you do kind of go away from your initial questions, how to pull it back in to get back on your questions. So, yeah, I might ask you a question or two that wasn't a part of my plan, but I'm going to find a way to get you back to where I want you to go. That makes sense?
Yeah.
But your biggest thing that you're going to learn is how to create a hook to where it can grab as many people as possible. So if we are talking about comedy movies, Your title might say something along the lines, and this is an example. You might say something along the lines of top five black comedy movies of all time. Talk about it.
Friday.
See, instantly start talking. You see where I'm going? You want a hook that grab a meme like, let me go get my opinion. Let me go to the comments and say what I want to say. You see what I'm saying? And the thing about sports in particular, because I know I'm going to get some people that's going to say sports. There are so many opportunities within sports besides being the professional that they talk about in sports. Y'all know the mop man makes six figures? The person that's cleaned up the sweat? You know he makes six figures? Or when somebody get a scratch or they break something, that person that pops your bone back in place or takes you to back to take you to the doctor, they make six figures? The person that wipes your blood when you get cut is making six figures? Y'all know that? The man that's behind the camera that's commentating on the game is making six figures. Now, you're going to start out maybe making it, not necessarily. But it's opportunities within what you love besides the one or two things you're thinking about. You don't always have to be the professional on the court. Because the disconnect for a lot of people is that they know what they like. They know they like to draw. They know they like to cook. I'm just using an example. They know they like to do podcasts. But a lot of people say, I like to do this stuff, but I don't know how to make money from it to take care of my life. You feel me? So what they end up doing, they end up going to college when they don't even like college. I'm not down in college.
Hey, what's up? This is Will Z Too Well with Speak Up Z. And I just want to take a quick second just to thank you for tuning in to this latest episode of Speak Up Z, the podcast. And my only goal with this platform is to motivate you, inspire you, and educate you around all things life, business, and mental health, whether it's myself or me bringing on a special guest. So I just want to thank you guys for tuning in. We don't ask for any type of monetary gains or anything like that. The best thing you could do for us is just like and subscribe to the channel. Until next week, we'll see y'all later. Peace.